Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. Game Time Decisions right here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh with you on a Thursday night with, admittedly, not as much to get to as I'd like. I mean, we still have a board. No, make any mistakes about it. But the NBA with a national TV slate that, what? It's awful. But we'll get into it. There's some action, no doubt about it. College basketball with three ranked teams in action. We will hit those as well. We can, of course, follow into those unranked lands if there's any opportunity that jumps out. It also means the hockey slate must get our attention. Hockey guy the other night forcefully took five games, went 2-3. I mean, I consider that a winning night. I mean, is that how that works? I mean, now what are we doing here? Now, what's going on? Are we asleep in the back? No, what's going on? Let's wake it. Here we go. I got to call a play. Let's wake it up, all right? We're live here with you on this Thursday night. If we can open this up, great. Honestly, not positive. But what we're going to look for is tonight's NBA slate. It's the starting point here. Or tonight's NHL slate. That works just as well. The Rangers play a big one against Vegas. Just we're back and forth. We're back and forth, and it's okay. We're going to go with the flow. That's all we can do for the people. We'll start with the NBA slate. Chicago-Toronto is a national TV game. Really interesting spot for the Raptors. Of course, since I've last been with you here, we saw the Raptors make a really big trade, sending Pascal Siakam to the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers are in action tonight. No Pascal nor Tyrese Haliburton, still nursing the hamstring injury. We've not seen him since that injury he picked up against the Boston Celtics. Let's get our radio audience into the fold. Appreciate all those who were with us here on this Thursday night. I'm Kevin Walsh. It is Game Time Decisions across the Sports Grid Network. And we take a look at what we're actually going to be getting out of Toronto tonight. It's the second leg of a back-to-back. Last night, beat up on Miami, which was impressive. Can they do it again? Bruce Brown set to make the debut. A very interesting game on tonight's slate. While Toronto has the signs of a tanking team, they've gotten back a lot of relevant players. Of course, Emmanuel Quickley and R.J. Barrett from the OG Anunoby trade. And Bruce Brown, could he be flipped? Could he stick around? I'm not sure the Raptors are going to be bottoming out the way everybody thinks. I do think the spot is difficult tonight. The Knicks laying a huge number to Washington. We did just find out that we're going to be without Josh Hart, the New York Knicks, tonight. For them on the second leg of a back-to-back, they played Houston last night. Could be an uptick for Dante DiVincenzo, something I want to look into here. His props were eye-catching a little bit earlier for me. I think he could be a tempting number tonight. We mentioned Indiana-Sacramento. Memphis and Minnesota, huge spread. Memphis, as injured of a team as you will see through 40 games in NBA history. Ja Morant out for the season. Desmond Bain picks up another one. Marcus Smart picks up another injury. I mean, it is just incredible. And then you have this red-hot Utah Jazz team as a home dog tonight. against the Oklahoma City Thunder. We will look into that for some opportunities. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander needing a bounce back after OKC dropped a pair of games in Los Angeles to the Lakers and the Clippers. We will move over to tonight's hockey slate here. As I was saying, Vegas and New York looks like a big one here. Late night start out in Vegas. Colorado, Boston's always going to be eye-catching here. What do we get out of the Blackhawks as they continue to play hockey without Connor Bedard? And what do any of these performances, if at all, impact his odds to win the Rookie of the Year? Dallas, Philadelphia, Minnesota, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Again, a couple of interesting spots here. Calgary's been playing some solid hockey, but Toronto coming into their building, that's going to be an interesting task. We're going to have Joe Maddon with us here a little bit later on in about 20 minutes or so. So we'll get her hockey picks tonight on this Thursday for you. To pull this back out, though, because it is a bit of a lighter card and we're heading into a very important divisional round weekend, want to put eyes on the NFL bracket and just where some of the numbers are sitting before the divisional round kicks off. Saturday coverage begins at 10 a.m. here on Sports Grid. Myself, Donnie Wrightside, and Joe Lisi are with you on Sports Grid. And then on Sunday, we begin at 9 a.m., so some flip start times for you there that you're going to want to keep up with. But we know what it's going to be. It's the 1 versus the 7 on the NFC side, as well as the 1 against the 4 seed. That's the Saturday slate that we've been gifted here. Some of the early conversations around those games from the Green Bay, San Francisco side, how does the weather impact things? A lot of rain. If this game did become more ground-oriented, while Aaron Jones is red-hot, 4 consecutive games, playoffs included, with 100-plus yards, Green Bay sets up everything through their aerial attack with as good as Jordan Love has been. But it's Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey is still fully healthy. We haven't seen CMC in a little bit now. What does he look like heading into this game? An important question to ask Doc, which we will on Saturday. But maybe plays this game a little bit towards an under. Some other injury news, though. No Marlon Humphrey for the Baltimore Ravens this weekend. We know the Texans' pass attack can be vicious, and without the top corner for Baltimore, that's going to help C.J. Stroud and this Texans offense feel more comfortable heading into the game. The Sunday slate, Detroit, Tampa Bay, Buffalo, and Kansas City. The Detroit-Tampa conversation right now, it just doesn't feel robust. It's the sleeper game, if you will, of these four, where Buffalo-Kansas City right now is very narrative-driven. Whether it's Buffalo needs it, everything about them is a complete collapse and failure to, well, what do we do with about Mahomes playing on the road for the first time in his postseason career. There's referee conversations going on now, which I am sure nobody is interested in having, and you'll look at your Super Bowl odds here. This 30-1 crop, Green Bay, Tampa Bay, and Houston, I said at the beginning, I just didn't think a team would be capable of beating Dallas and San Francisco in consecutive weeks as a road team, which obviously was going to be the case. And that remains true for Green Bay. It keeps them largely uninteresting for me in that spot. Houston is at 33. It's the same number as Tampa Bay. What I would say to the Bucs, and why I think you could argue the Bucs are not getting really any respect here from the odds makers, is they are by far the shortest dog of this trio. And from an NFL, from a power rating perspective, even if the books believe the Texans and the Packers on a neutral field are better than the Bucs, which I think the book odds makers do, it's about getting there. And Tampa Bay at the moment, again, through their own lines, does have a better chance to get there because they are more likely to win the divisional round. It does make those big numbers interesting. Let's put a quick pick on the board here. And it is, I'm sure you've heard, Big Ten Ben's birthday. So we get an under in the Big Ten for our good buddy Ben Stevens here with the lead man from Minnesota under his 15.5 points. That is Dawson Garcia. Garcia is coming off of an excellent game against Iowa. The difference between Iowa and Michigan State is massive. The Hawkeyes are an offense first, run team. That's not
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download
download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Great at defending. Michigan State, slow. Outside the 250 in tempo, inside the top 25 in defensive efficiency on KenPom here. For Garcia, the sample size against teams that profile like Michigan State, there's Maryland, there's San Francisco. I'm trusting the Big Ten under here tonight on Dawson Garcia. We'll go to the full card next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on Sports Grid, it is a game time decisions on a Thursday night. The NBA board is where we begin. Five games on this slate, involved in four of them. I will let you know, Knicks-Wizards is the exception, though with a 7:30 tip, it could change possibly. If the Dante DiVincenzo numbers look correct, he was not good last night against Houston. Is the second leg of a back-to-back against a bad Washington defense. It is why the total is still in the mid-230s, and the Knicks are a 12-point favorite. With Josh Hart out, I wouldn't expect the books to move DiVincenzo too much. They've jumped him up now 14.5 points. I'm going to see if I can, just kind of through some of our breaks here, that was a bit of a late piece of news, if it is worthwhile of jumping in on Dante DiVincenzo. The thought process there, if you look through last game, DiVincenzo missed out on a lot of minutes. I mean, Thibs was in his bag against the Houston Rockets. Despite this being a 15-point win, they went out there and played 43 minutes for OG, 41 minutes for Hartenstein, 37 Brunson, 34 Randall, and then 30 minutes to Hart off the bench. Only 19 minutes allotted to Dante DiVincenzo, so it could be an uptick there for Dante. Something, again, we will see. Where we are involved in the NBA tonight starts with the Raptors and their money line. Played it at minus 130. I will do a quick look for you if there's any better numbers there. They're not going to be far too off from that range. In fact, there are better numbers now. Minus 126 is out there and available. For me, I would rather leave the 2 points alone, and I will play the money line. Look, the Chicago Bulls have been playing a bit better ball recently with getting back some of their key guys like Nikola Vucevic and Zach LaVine. This is more spot-driven than anything. Toronto has sent out a lot. And Pascal Siakam, we know they sent out OG a while. If you look at last night's starting lineup, it's Emmanuel Quickley, RJ Barrett, Gary Trent Jr., Jonte Porter only getting 18 minutes, and then Scottie Barnes. They're double-digit bench guys in terms of minutes, where Dennis Schroeder, Grady Dick, Chris Boucher, Thad Young. So now you have to flip around and play this on a back-to-back after you dominated the Miami Heat last night. And make no bones about it, they routed Miami. They won the first quarter by 23. They won the second quarter by 12. But they ended up losing the third quarter by 14, which forced probably more minutes than it should have on some of their key guys. So now you go, and I know Bruce Brown is supposed to play, but he's still learning something new. And you have to go out here and run it on a back-to-back. I don't like the spot here. The Raptors are just 2-5 straight up when playing on the second leg without rest. The Bulls are 3-1 straight up when booked as a road favorite here. I'm going to trust Chicago. But one thing to keep your eyes on is Emmanuel Quickley's points, rebounds, and assists. This number last night against Miami was posted at 31.5, dropped to 29.5 within the last 5 minutes before tip. and went through that number despite a bad shooting night from Quickley with, again, still somewhat limited minutes. Only 30 minutes for IQ, had 17 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. I've seen some people talk about his triple-double tonight. I get it, it's a big price, but definitely keep your eyes on Quickley moving forward. Jazz Thunder, I'm going to another road favorite here. That's Oklahoma City laying the 3. Maybe I am not giving Utah enough respect, but I think this is the most respect that we've seen from the Bucks give the Jazz, and this is an attempt to sell high with a Thunder team right now who has lost 2 games in a row. This is the 4th time that has happened this season. The Thunder have not lost 3 straight games all year long. They are 2-1 against the spread in this spot. The lone time they failed to cover was laying double digits in Washington, was still an 8-point victory there for Oklahoma City. During this run, we saw the Thunder, or the Jazz rather, catch 6.5 from the Denver Nuggets. Nuggets are priced stronger than OKC in the market, but by 3.5 points, I'm not so sure. We've obviously seen OKC have some success this year against Denver. So that, for me, maybe felt a touch too strong. Also, if you go back about 5 weeks ago, and I know a lot has changed, but it was a number where OKC laid 12.5, hosting Utah, did cover that number. Are we sure this is that much different now, this much later? And again, what I think is a really nice spot here for Oklahoma City, which has the benefit of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander coming off of one of very few performances this year where he failed. I mean, forget scoring 30, which the average is obviously per game. Didn't hit 20 points last night. I believe just the 3rd time all season long we've seen that happen for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Consecutive games of under 50% shooting. Last time out, shot at under 40%, which again is a rarity for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That's why I'm betting the Thunder here. I could have bet his props at a bounce back spot, but I'm going to trust SGA here and the Thunder as a whole to cover the 3 on the road. I'm going to play the Grizzlies team total tonight. Again, Memphis is very, very depleted and now has to take this depleted roster on the road, but we have they've been without Ja for a while, okay? And 2 of those games they played without Ja were against the Suns and the Mavs, and they won both of those games outright. In fact, if you go back before that with Ja, they beat the Lakers on the road outright. So they have 3 consecutive wins on the road as a dog. But I'm not looking for them to win tonight against Minnesota. Just go over their team total, which is listed at 100.5. The Memphis Grizzlies scored 116 in their last outing at home in a game where they shot it at 37% from the field, suggesting some pace there. They got a 4 out of 20 game. 4 of 20 from Jaren Jackson Jr. 3 of 14 from 3. Tons of volume, which is definitely something to keep our eyes on with no Desmond Bane and obviously Ja Morant. But this is a good spot for the Memphis offense to just hopefully cruise through this number, whether it's with a good performance or the back door staying open. The Minnesota's laying a huge number tonight, despite being on the second leg of a back-to-back. 3rd time this season we've seen where Minnesota has been on this second leg. An opponent team total overs are 3-0 to the over. They allow over 123 points per game in this spot. Now, one of those spots was a game against the Celtics where it went to overtime. You want to remove the 16 that Boston scored in OT? Fine. If you just go regulation, it's still 118.3 points per game, what they've allowed in the 3 prior spots where they're playing without rest. And the average team total in those games is 112.5. So while tonight's number is much lower, the allow that you're seeing here from the Minnesota Timberwolves is much higher. So I like this spot for the Memphis offense. And then one you've heard me talk about plenty, De'Aaron Fox over the 34.5 points plus assists. His number on points is about 28.5, and the assist is about 5.5. Still going to get some tempo out of Indiana, and this is a Sacramento team returning home after 2 consecutive losses, especially a devastating one where they blew a major lead to the Phoenix Suns. I like what we get tonight out of De'Aaron Fox over the 34.5. We mentioned the Dawson Garcia under 15.5 points. That'll start in about 10 minutes there with the Minnesota-Michigan State game. My favorite bet tonight, probably across any sport, but certainly from the college basketball world, old is Janelle Davis, over 28.5 points, rebounds, and assists. The star player of FAU is in a nice spot tonight, playing a Wichita State team that ranks well outside of the top 100 defensively, but inside of the top 75 in pace. Six times this year, we've seen Davis play a top 75 pace team, averages 32.8 points, rebounds, and assists per game in that spot. 4-2 overall on that number here. This looks like a good spot for me for Jonell Davis to get active against this Wichita State team and play over the 28.5 PRA. So just to run through that card for you one more time, Bulls money line -130, Thunder laying the 3 on the road against the Jazz, Grizzlies team total over 100.5, De'Aaron Fox over 34.5 points plus assists. On the NBA side, college hoops for me, Dawson Garcia, Minnesota, under 15.5 points. Janelle Davis of FAU over 28.5 points, rebounds, and assists. We are going to transition to a break here. When we come back, Joe Madden stops by for a critical breakdown of tonight's NHL slate with a lot of big games, as well as perhaps a couple of looks towards the NFL this weekend. We're back with you here. Game Time Decision.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Thursday night Game Time Decisions continues right here on Sports Grid, now joined by Joe Madden to help us with the hockey. But also, let me say, and I'm sure rightfully you've taken at least one or two victory laps, because you joined us last week. I don't know if it was a Thursday or a Friday. Green Bay Packers outright. A lot of belief in Jordan Love. A credit to you, a great call.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I could not believe that they actually came through and got it done. They played such a fantastic game out there. But something in my gut was just telling me Dak would do what Dak does in playoffs. And with the momentum that they were rolling in with that game, I had to roll with it, Kevin.
You know, it's incredible. People ask me at times, like, oh, are your picks biased? I bet Dak, as an Eagles fan, to not throw a pick in that game. I wish my picks were biased as I was watching that play out. Even if I lost some money, there was certainly some joy. We'll put a look towards the weekend NFL, but quickly, let's do some hockey here because it is a big slate kind of taking command on a Thursday. And we'll begin in Ottawa, the Senators and the Montreal Canadiens. Where's the value in this game, Joe?
The value is all over Montreal, and I know Montreal's coming in here on the back-to-back, Kevin, but this Senators team is just not playing good hockey. They're allowing these goals to come in, and I think the Montreal Canadiens will break that streak of struggling on those back-to-backs here. They're coming in with great plus money at plus 152, and I think they can get it done. Cole Caulfield for them has been playing incredibly hot as well. You can look at him for the anytime goal, that anytime goal for Cole Caulfield coming in at plus 155. He's been absolutely absolutely pivotal to this team. So great ability to get some plus money in this one. I just don't trust the Senators defensively or goaltending-wise. Corpusello in net for them tonight. Now, Sam Montembeault not in goal for the Montreal Canadiens, but I think offensively this team will step up in this one. It will be a higher scoring game.
And I'm sure the anytime goal scorer prop is more enticing when you're dealing with a total at 6.5 right now, minus 144. That means there maybe could even be a 7 or so out there. So that certainly lines up nicely. Let's go to the game featuring the Dallas Stars tonight on the road against the Philadelphia Flyers, but booked as the favorite at minus 140. What are you looking for in this game?
I absolutely love this one, Kevin, and I'm going to take the Dallas Stars here on the money line. I think they can come out and get it done. Jake Oettinger is in net for them tonight. I'm looking to play on him over the 28.5 save shots on goal. I think he absolutely stands on his head versus the Philadelphia Flyers here. He has yet to lose a game versus the Flyers. And when we look at him versus the Flyers, his goals against average is hitting at only 1. So he's come out phenomenally strong. I feel like the Flyers will struggle to score on him here. I'd look at their team total under that 2.5. And I wouldn't be shocked if Jake Oettinger came out and was able to get the shutout in this one. We know how strong he's been back from injury, if I can talk today. Mm-hmm. And he only allowed 1 goal to the LA Kings. That team's so much stronger. I think in this one here, the Flyers, this isn't a team that scores a lot of goals. And I know they've been playing hot as well. Erzin in goal for them. I think this is a low 3-0 kind of win here for the Dallas Stars. Ooh. So call me crazy. I don't hate the Dallas Stars either. On that puck line laying 1.5, you're getting that at plus 176. But I do think the best bet is the Stars here on the money line and Jake Oettinger over 28.5 save shots on goal.
Here's a curious question, Joe, because those three plays, obviously there seems to be a lot of correlation when you look at them there. Do you kind of, is that how you like to approach it, where you kind of see a team with an advantage and then attack through multiple avenues?
Yeah, it absolutely is, especially when I'm looking at a goalie that has been riding so hot. And against that team, I start looking at the team total of that team, and we're getting great plus money on the Flyers. The Flyers also are not a team that scores a lot of goals. So this is a team that's averaging 2.89 goals per game. So we're not seeing that 3 hit very often in their matchup. So I like to look at that, those kind of things, and especially when you're looking at an under and you're trusting in a defense. Now, everyone was betting the Dallas Stars prior when Jake Oettinger was out and it was Scott Wedgwood in net. To the over, because this team can put up those goals. And that's why I'm staying up the total for the full game, Kevin. So looking at all those aspects, but when I love a game like this, definitely hitting on those 3 different areas.
Flyers are 14-1 to be the lowest scoring team on today's slate. Let's talk some Calgary here. The Flames are in a matchup against the Toronto Maple Leafs, and Toronto always getting respect in the market. And once again, same story. Minus 135 money line here on Toronto. 6.5 total. What are you looking for here?
Okay, Kevin, you talked about being biased in your sports betting, and I'm not biased at all. I'm the first one who will bet against my Calgary Flames, but this isn't the spot here tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs are blowing way too many leads. They're off that loss to the Edmonton Oilers, and now they've lost their last 4 games. They're on a hard road trip here, and I think they struggle again versus Calgary. Calgary's playing hot, and I can't understand why they're a home dog. With them being a home dog here, I'm going to grab them. I think they have every ability to find the back of Martin Jones's net. This is a goaltender that I actually don't trust him. And while he does have solid numbers right now on the season, it's just a matter of a couple of games here, I really do feel, before someone scores 4 goals on him in the first period and he's yanked off of that ice. So give me the Calgary Flames here on the money line. I really do think they play a strong game. But one thing, don't be afraid, you guys, to live bet Calgary if they go down in that first period. Edmonton was able to come back on Toronto, and teams always come back on the Toronto Maple Leafs. So you will get more value if Toronto goes up in that first period. I'm not worried about it, though. I think Calgary will fight back, and they are a team that's able to fight back in these games, Kevin.
You know, it's funny because, again, you know, I'm not shy about it. I'm more outsider when we do the hockey breakdowns. But there's this thing about Toronto where every time I see them, it's like, oh, they're a road favorite. They're supposed to win. Like, that would probably go wrong. Just because the amount of times I've seen them break Cam's heart. I feel bad. Cam Stewart here does an excellent job. He'll be on tonight with Gabe with Sports Rage. You just know it. It's like, oh, look, 21-13-8. They're probably having a nice season, but this is just how it goes for Toronto. But 3 different goal scorers for you in this matchup?
Yeah, absolutely. William Nylander of the Toronto Maple Leafs has been held off the scoreboard since getting his contract signed. I do think he probably gets on the scoreboard tonight. Dan Vladar in net for Calgary. So he's coming in at plus 130. I am leaning to a higher scoring game, so I'm okay taking all three of these guys. I also am looking at the younger player, Connor Zary, for so much value here for the Calgary Flames. He's coming in at plus 320. He was so hot for quite a long time. He was rolling, getting those points, assists and the goals, but he slowed a little bit as of late. I think tonight is his night to hit Martin Jones. And then Blake Coleman has been absolutely fantastic in his last four games for Calgary. He has 5 goals and 3 assists. I see another nice goal coming tonight. He's just rolling, so hot for the Calgary Flames.
All right, and then one more on the ice. The Preds in action here. Nashville going up against the LA Kings. Who are you playing on the money line?
Oh, you got to look here at the Predators, another road dog here on the money line. I love the value we're getting with this team. They are playing really solid hockey with Philip Forsberg out here. I like him to come out and have a strong night, get that anytime goal. The Kings are a team I can't trust, and they're coming home off a long road trip. This was an unsuccessful road trip. So in a lot of these cases, it's a play on team for me, but I just can't get over how poorly the LA Kings have looked as of late. They went 1-5 on that road trip. I think the Predators will be too much for them in this one and can squeak out that win. I can't pass up on the value here, Kevin.
All right, Joe, and then I want to head over to the NFL. Again, look, the world is your oyster off of the Green Bay Packers money line. What are you looking for this weekend? And let's start with that Saturday slate. Texans go to Baltimore, Packers go to the Niners.
You know, I got to look at the Texans here in the first half, plus the points. Now, you can get them plus the 6.5 at minus 120 in that first half. I love Baltimore, and I love the Houston Texans and what we saw out of them in that last game. I think Baltimore, off that extended rest, we see them start slow in that first half. Lamar, on 12 days or more rest, is 1-6 against the spread. But I do think the Baltimore Ravens are the stronger team. So I'm not willing to take the Texans for the full game, just the first half, plus the 6.5. I think it's solid. I have to go back to the Packers. They did me so good last week. I don't have the confidence on the money line here versus the 49ers, though. It is just the Packers plus the 9.5. I know it's so public in this one, but I do think this team has come out so strong offensively. I love what we've seen out of Jordan Love. The defense didn't blitz in the last game, and if they blitz in this one, they're going to struggle because Brock Purdy is so strong against that blitz. They also have to tighten up against the tight end because we know what happened in that last game versus the Cowboys. They gave up so many touchdowns to Kincaid in that one. So
they sure
I do
did.
Think George Kittle could break away in this game if they don't contain him. So we'll see what they're able to do. But I do think they could keep it within this number. It might be a late backdoor cover, but I'm confident plus the 9.5.
Yeah, looking for the dogs on Saturday, Joe, and then quickly favorites on Sunday.
Yeah, it's favorites all day on Sunday. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions here over the Bucks. I'm still not a buyer in Baker Mayfield. I don't know what he's going to come out like in this game. I think the pressure starts to get to him, and I know he's looked so phenomenally strong, but I do think Jared Goff at home in this game can get it done. I'm going to ride on the Lions to get the win in the cover. And then the Buffalo Bills. The Chiefs just haven't looked like the Chiefs offensively like we've seen in past season. It's got to be the Bills here to come out nice and strong at home in this one. It's a short number of 2.5. I think they win it by probably a touchdown, not gonna lie. So I'm gonna take.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
The Buffalo Bills here laying the 2.5. I might extend this one up by game time here. But Patrick Mahomes for the anytime touchdown. How can we say no, Kevin? It was 600. I can't say
that's
no to
that. That's a big number. I need, Joe, is Mahomes to not finish that game with -1 rushing yards, and I'll be happy. I'll explain it to you during break. But that's all I need out of Mahomes in that game. And then hopefully the Bills actually do handle their business. Great stuff, as always, from Joe Maddon. Coming up next, Coach James Young here. A lot of hoops.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In the mix. Little game time decisions on a Thursday. We're rolling now. Great stuff out of Joe Maddon. Gazillion plays on the ice. Every time we start talking hockey, I'm like, I got to get involved. I don't even, like, I told you the other day, hockey guy, do I know what I'm doing? It's questionable. It's questionable. Should I ask Coach about some hockey and get him in a little hot water? I won't do that. Coach James Young, JY, how you feeling here, man, on a Thursday?
Hey, wait. Bro, know a little bit about hockey.
You're not allowed. You're restricted.
The Rangers play tonight? No, they played last night. Hey, listen, JY's in the 40-40 club. We invited all people in. Call me the Black Psycho. We're ready to roll, baby. Come on, Kato.
He's so unhinged these days. This guy's so unhinged. I tried to give him a talking to before we got going here. There's nothing I can do to contain this man. All right, JY, here's where we begin. FAU Wichita State. Again, we're not – see the opposite side trend, right, or that's fun, okay? There's a new trend building. You and I on the same college game backing the same team in a positive fashion but not the same bet. It happened once with Purdue. You won, I lost. And then with Houston, we both got kicked in the face. Let's not have that happen again here. FAU, Wichita State, what do you like?
No, we're not getting kicked in the face. Wichita State's getting kicked in the face. I'm going to go with team total. Maybe 5.5 tonight for FAU.
That worked for me.
Versus Wichita State. They averaged 82.4 points per game. Wichita State just gave up 63 points in the second half to Memphis. 112 points. FAU is 14th in offensive efficiency. Both teams are in the top 160 in pace with ready? Wichita State being 62 in pace, which means they're going to do what they're going to do, which is run. The problem is they don't stop no damn body. FAU, team total over 85.5 tonight.
I am on Janelle Davis over the 28.5 points, rebounds, and assists. JY, playing a team like Wichita State, who's fast, 60th in tempo, but bad on the defensive side. I think Davis can eat in every single category here. Is he a part of the reason you're on this team total over? He's their best player. I have to imagine the answer is yes.
Yeah, I mean, I just think with all of their players, they have too many guys that can score, and they can hit you in different ways. And I just think, you know, when you're a team that's on the road, right, and I want people to understand this, if you're a team that's on the road that runs, you don't go home and slow the game down. Like, you don't. That's not what you do. If you're slow at home, you're slower on the road. Wichita State's going to try and run. Dusty May's crew is going to gladly follow, even though they're only like 150th in pace. It's also, like I said, 14th in offensive efficiency. I think Jonathan Davis is part of it. I think they all eat tonight. They go over to 85.5.
I want to ask you about FAU quickly. So, you know, this is a team that I mentioned how kind of that Arizona win was going to bother me because it was going to allow FAU to kind of keep their heads above water. But on KenPom, which I know it sometimes people go, but it's not that it's a Bible, but they're 22nd on KenPom. And it is not that, you know, the reason people use it, it is good sifting through the fake, if you will, right? Ole Miss, and I know a lot of people are impressed with what we've seen this season from Chris Beard, had that team unbeaten to start the year and cracked the top 25. 70th in KenPom. So it does a good job kind of sifting through the real and the fake. And as the season goes on, it gets better. But I still just can't get over a team that has lost to Charlotte, Florida Gulf Coast, and Bryan. When we talk about the best teams in college, Jay, like UConn would never, ever. And I know I'm going to go to the number one team in the country, but I just look at FAU and they're going to be there. And all anybody ever wants in the tournament, right? You know, experience, guard play. They have it. They have it, JY. But they also have the three worst losses, three of the worst losses of any top 25 team in college basketball, which says to me they are absolutely ripe for the picking when we're doing a 5-12 game, a 4-13.
Well, and here's the thing. They're getting respect of what happened in last year's tournament. I want people to understand this. The next team that we'll talk about, you know, probably my next pick. Remember, folks, they were a basket away from not even making it out of the first round. I want people to understand that. The other thing is this, Kevin, and I was asking around higher ups if I was allowed to talk about it, and I'm going to briefly say this. The NIL is ruining college basketball. And one of the teams it's ruining is FAU. Kevin, none of those guys got NIL money last year. Guess what? They had to keep all those kids. So what did they all get? Got that check. That check is changing how kids are. Like, you used to go to college because you wanted to get to the league, right? Or you wanted to get to Europe. These kids are going to college to get NIL money. And as a coach, you're dealing with a lot of you-know-what because these kids are getting paid no matter what. And when you start taking teenage kids in their early 20s and you're giving them $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, there are problems. Folks, look at the teams that are pumped in a lot of NIL money. FAU is one of them. We obviously see what's happened at Villanova. Like, when you start pumping this NIL money, it becomes a very slippery slope for these colleges and especially these coaches, because what is the motivating factor of we got to play you to get you to the league? There's no motivating factor because the kids are getting their check no matter what.
For me, though, JY, because as the kid, I'll push back. I mean, Hunter Dickinson was in an absolute arms race for his services, and a lot of people believe he's been a top five player in college basketball. So if all of a sudden kids on FAU got, guess what? They deserved every dollar they got.
Agreed.
And then it is up to the staff to make sure that the kids want to. I tell you this, JY, there's a reason Nick Sirianni might find himself unemployed this week, okay? And that's because a lot of people feel like he lost that team. Relative to college basketball, there's a lot of coaches that would kill for that roster. And if all of a sudden, because now they're making a couple of dollars, they can't beat Bryant, there's a lot of blame that goes around for me. Let's button up college basketball. We'll stay in the American. Memphis tonight is in action. They play South Florida, top 10 Memphis, that is. What are you looking for here?
Well, let's stay in the American with the team that I think Kevin would agree is the best team in the American Conference, and that is Memphis. And this is a Memphis team that could score. Think about it, they've scored at least 75 points in 13 of the last 17 games. Memphis could struggle defensively, but they can flat out outscore you. They are at home, and they are, I think, a borderline team to go to the Final Four, and they're playing better. Even though they're not great defensively, Kevin, they're getting better because Naquan Tomlin is there as the rebounder, as the shot protector, as the rim job blocker, rim protector. 10.5, I like the Memphis Tigers to cover that spread tonight.
And then lastly, you're involved here with this Illinois-Michigan game. The Wolverines, they were able to win on Monday against Ohio State. People wondering if that was a turning of the corner moment for the Wolverines. What do you see here in this game?
Points. I see points. I see two teams that can get up and down the floor. I see two teams that will not be afraid to shoot the ball from deep. You've seen Illinois get themselves into some track meets. And I think this is a game which, you know, even though Illinois surrenders, you know, 67.4 points per game, you know, and they hold it to a low shooting percentage, I think that this Michigan team could actually score with them. And I think Michigan, remember, last year, 91-87 double overtime game. Fireworks galore traditionally between Illinois and Michigan going back to the Lou Henson, you know, Steve Fisher days. I think this game's going to have a lot of points. Give me over 153.5 in this contest.
All right, J.Y., and then we go over to the NBA side of it here. Washington is in the Garden tonight. This awful, awful Wizards team recently were cracked at home by the Detroit Pistons minus Cade Cunningham. What do you think they can manage against the Knicks, who are on the second leg of a back-to-back?
Well, I think the one thing you've seen with New York traditionally since the trade of OG Anunoby is a more of a commitment to defense. 109-94 win versus Houston. Listen, the Knicks aren't going to run the ball up the floor, right? They're in a second leg of a back-to-back. Tibbs is going to grind this game down. I'm going to stay away from the total overall. I'm going to stay away from the line. And I'm going to go under 110.5 for the Wizards team total. I think this is a game that the Knicks are going to play half-court basketball. They're going to lock them up. They're going to grind it out under 110.5 for the total for the Wizards. And then I'm going to go with Isaiah Hartenstein, double-double at plus 150. Listen, I'm going to say this right now as a Knicks fan. Mitchell Robinson should never start a Knicks game again. Never. Because this team flows better offensively, passes the ball. He's been rebounding just as good as Mitch, been a good shot blocker, and he's a better scorer than Mitch. Does a better job of catching the ball. The reason why I also like it at plus 150, Daniel Gafford is out. Marvin Bagley, who just got traded, who plays no defense, may be the starting center tonight. That poses problems. Give me Isaiah Hartenstein, double-double, plus 150.
I'm trying to figure out who is going to get the bench bump with Josh Hart absent. It is Hart's first missed game of the season, which actually caught me by surprise. My thought initially was the Dante DiVincenzo minutes could go wild, but maybe they don't with the second leg of a back-to-back. I would actually, and this is probably not going to be listed, but a Miles McBride prop would do wonders for me. There are some Quentin Grimes props, but there is nothing but negative chatter right now around Grimes and his status within New York, so that makes it a little bit tricky. Maybe Grimes is out of New York. One guy who already is, that's Emmanuel Quickly. JY was really good last night in Toronto's win against the Miami Heat. What do you expect tonight?
Well, here's the main thing, folks, you have to understand. With Pascal Siakam getting expendable and traded, there are no other shot creators that I would see on this roster. So with a team like Chicago, which, you know, at times would employ Alex Caruso, but does Caruso guard him? Does he guard Barrett? Like, so to me, I think he can get loose. I like Quickly to go over 5.5 assists tonight. And I will say this. Yes, there are rumors of Quentin Grimes being traded. He is in Tom Thibodeau's doghouse. But if the Knicks are going to trade him, don't they think they should be trying to maximize his value, not minimize it? His points prop is 8.5. He has played sneakily better since the trade. I'm with you. I would jump on Deuce right away. But especially if we think that it's going to be a blowout, that's more minutes for Grimes. Quentin Grimes, I'm adding it to the list, over 8.5 points tonight.
All right, we'll take our chances then with Quentin Grimes. We'll see what he's able to bring to the table tonight. By the way, someone sent me this on Twitter, and I do appreciate it. This is from earlier today, but the Memphis game, with the weather conditions, apparently, they've encouraged all their fans to stay home. So it could be an odd atmosphere tonight for that game against South Florida.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Florida. We'll see if it has any impact there for the 10th ranked team in the country right now, the Memphis Tigers. JY, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you at 7:40. We'll close this out with an hour number one best bet next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back on Sports Grid, closing out this opening hour with some college basketball. Only had two picks on the college side tonight. The first one is off to, I would say, a solid start here. Dawson Garcia, about 12 minutes into this first half against Michigan State, has 5 points. Now it's 15 and a half. So, you know, he's one three away from turning it. What jumps out, though, is the lack of workload at the moment for Garcia. Only two shots, has paired that with two free throws, but doesn't have a ton of work early in this game, which would be very ideal. But if he keeps up the 100% from three rate, that would be problematic. I like the Garcia prop. I love Janelle Davis. We talked about this with Coach a little bit here. He's in on the FAU team total over, which is good. That is more opportunity here against Wichita State, who ranks outside of the top 100 on defense. More importantly, inside the top 75 in pace. We have seen them play a very quick schedule, enough quick teams at least, in Florida Atlantic this season. Six different opponents that are top 75 in pace. And in those games, Davis averages 32.8 points, rebounds, and assists. To give you the specifics, it's 20.8 points, 8.3 rebounds, and 3.7 assists. So that would be over what is his booked points prop tonight of 18.5 and rebounds prop of 7.5. Not really over the assist prop, but that 3.5 assist prop is at plus money. This is one of those things. If I probably would even prefer his rebounds plus assist number. We're not there yet in college basketball. We're not. And in fact, not every major book offers PRA. This is a DraftKings number, not even a market available on FanDuel for this game tonight, which I have noticed with throughout this early season college basketball prop. If you love college basketball props, the better menu at the moment does seem to be kind of shifting over that way. But nevertheless, 28.5 PRA for Janelle Davis and FAU. That game is starting in about a minute. We're back in less than a minute. Re-rack the card, get a same game parlay from Davis Matic with you here. It is a Thursday night on Sports Grid.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.